Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Happy Valentine's Day on this 14th of February, 2007. Again, we welcome our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600, Memphis, Tennessee, to the Mark Dankoff's America Republic Broadcasting Network mix. And go on to say that we had some interesting times last night on currentissues.tv. I was on with Dr. Hesham Tilawi on currentissues.tv, talking about Christian Zionism, talking about its history, talking about the implications of the movement, talking about the way in which it seems to be much of the glue holding together the Republican side of the two-party system, albeit a one-party system that seems to be moving us closer and closer to an expansion of this present war with both Iraq and Iran and other alleged foes of Israel. That was an interesting time last night, and I think you can catch that telecast online after the fact at currentissues.tv. I was, again, with Dr. Hesham Tilawi last evening. Very, very interesting, interesting time as we shared all kinds of things related to the Middle East and Christian Zionism and the so-called American Empire. Before I bring on my first guest, Window Genie, from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, to talk about her product. We also have a couple of other people on today, Jeff Halper from the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, and then William Barnstead, who at one time was the head of the Boston Republican Party. He is a Republican no longer. You can read his archives at lourockwell.com, and that's going to be an interesting lineup of people as we examine some news stories and generally talk about where we are at this particular time in history. Just in a survey, brief survey this morning of the news, there was a bomb that killed 11 people on a military bus in southeastern Iran. There is a story expanding upon that situation at Iran Focus, where it indicates that there were 18 Revolutionary Guards killed in southeastern Iran in that blast, not the 11 reported by CNN. Avigdor Lieberman indicates that Israel is ready to confront Iran alone. I'll be posting that story later at Breaking All the Rules News. And there's a very strange story today indicating at Iran press service that the office of Mohammad Khatami, the former president of Iran, was raided. What all is behind that? I have absolutely no idea, but that would be an interesting read at Iran press service. And do we have Window Genie with us yet?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, and
hi.
I wanted to underscore that this is a great opportunity for me to welcome someone from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada to the show and to talk specifically about Window Genie, which people can find at windowgeeannie.com. Tell us a little bit about your product, Genie, and anything about yourself you'd like to share.
Well, hi, good morning to everyone. Well, I'm a window painter up here in Edmonton, Alberta, and been at the business for 30 years. And, you know, every time you're painting on the street, everybody wants to learn what you're doing. And 6 years ago, we started window painting workshops, and now we've got our training on 3 DVDs and a 187-page manual, and we're training people all over North America. I've even had a call from Japan. And we call it the hidden career because it's an unknown career that people don't think of when they're thinking of a job. And so that's...
Genie, hold on. We'll be right back, and we might keep you as late as 7:30 if you've got that kind of time this morning. We'll see. It's Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Window Genie. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined initially this morning by Window Genie of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And Genie has some specific things to share with us today about her life story and her product and what it can mean for you and for me. You can find that website at www.windowgenie.com, and that's spelled WINDOWJEANNIE. Jeannie, good to be back with you.
Hi.
Go ahead and...
Back again, yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're on this morning to tell you a little bit about our hidden career. And like I was saying, most people don't think of being a window painter when you're thinking of a career. And I certainly didn't. I started in the sign business after seeing some absolutely fabulous lettering at a horse show. Because I used to be in the horse business and dabbled in fine art. And so I thought that's what I want to do, because everything was done by hand before computers kind of took over our world. But now we've got the scenario out there where, you know, the vinyl cutting sign people, you know, it's just not cost effective to do what we do. We can just blow them out of the water with our kind of window painting that we put on for people. We actually do large format advertising for pennies. And, you can't compete with that. And we can offer something to a client that the vinyl gooks that we call them, you know, we love them too. We need everybody out there, but we can, you know, really compete with these people. And our large format advertising is cheaper than billboard size, like the real billboards that are out there. It's cheaper than TV, cheaper than radio, cheaper than newspapers. It stays up there. You have to read it. Otherwise, you're a sea of windows out there. So what do you do to make yourself outstanding in our advertising world? Well, call your local window painter.
Yes. And how long have you been doing this, Jeannie?
Well, I started about 30 years ago, and like I said, I dabbled in the sign industry for a while, and I went to our local college here and graduated with honors and went into the sign industry thinking that was going to be my career. But when I looked at my bottom line, I found that I was making more money in my window painting part of my business than I was in the sign industry, and that's because your materials are just, you know, so expensive on the other side, whereas in the window painting, you find that your gross and your net are really close because you don't have a lot of materials. You're basically using your talent and, you know, some paint and brushes, and that's it. That's why this career is so exciting, because you don't have a huge initial investment. You can make it back in 1 to 5 jobs. My students are going out there and making the cost of their course back in 1 to 5 jobs. I had one girl in Lethbridge up here, and she lives on a ranch, just wanted to make some extra money. She went out, and in her first job was an $1,100 job, and right off the get-go. That's pretty exciting, because most people have to spend years in college getting a degree of some kind, and, you know, there's no gender restriction with our career. You know, young people can use it to go through college with, you know, instead of working at McDonald's for $7 an hour. And, you know, we've got single moms doing this. We've got people that are former teachers, former truck drivers that have taken up this career because it pays better. And I think that's really exciting. And we call it the hidden career for a reason.
Well, yes, and I think when you and I talked on the phone the other day, you were speaking about this in terms of thinking about myriads of people who have college educations and in many cases are working in the difficult ends of the service sector of the economy, and that you've got a whole group of folks out there with all of these economic and demographic changes of the last 20 years or so who really have been suffering and trying to survive in an environment that has dried up hope for a lot of folks. And to me, what was fascinating as I talked with you the other day is the way in which WindowGenie.com has transformed the lives of a lot of people. This isn't simply a good product and something that people can do and that they can utilize their talents with, but it's freed up a lot of people as they have profited by this legitimately on an economic basis, to do other things with their lives, whereas before they might be consumed 14, 15, 16 hours a day in a $7.50 an hour service economy job.
That's the problem with most jobs, is you give away your time. Like, I'm an at-home mom, and I work 2 to 3 days a week, and I still pull in over $50,000 a year. I work 2 to 3 days a week. Now, that's astounding, I think. I'm an ordinary person. You know, there's just my husband and I that work at this, and, you know, he only works with me when I have a huge job. And, you know, I have extra time. I can spend time with my family. I can spend time doing other things that I like to do. And that's the problem out there, is that, you know, you give away your time. First, you'll give away your time for training up to, you know, 7 years if you want some of the best careers, and so-called best careers. I think I have the best one. But, you know, you give away your time in these industries, and then you're still stuck paying back student loans. And, you know, your income isn't any better than someone else, and your career can disappear. Mine, I can take anywhere in North America, and it moves with me if I move. And there's no gender restriction. Men, women, young people, you know, anybody can do this. I've retired people that just want to make a car payment of $300 a month, and, you know, they've taken it on. My 80-year-old mother, like these other people were probably in their 70s, but my 80-year-old mother has come along with me and painted, and she just can hardly believe what I do, what I get paid for, all the fun that we have, and it's easy, it's not rocket science. Our 14-year-old daughter went out at Christmas time, and she got hired for the first time to paint windows and get paid, and I think that's really exciting. You know, I don't like to see people train before they're 17, but, you know, I've had calls from people that have a four-year fine art degree, and they're back in that service industry. There is no jobs for them, and yet the universities are pumping these people out, but there's no careers for them.
Yes, I think of a guy that I know in the United States, a wonderful guy who has a bachelor's degree from Michigan State. He has a master's degree from the Holy Land Institute in Jerusalem in Middle Eastern Geography. I knew him at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Deerfield, Illinois, 25 years ago or less, where he and I were both working on Master of Divinity degrees. This guy then went on and got his PhD in Middle Eastern Geography at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And he fits the classic pattern that you're talking about. He's got a pedigreed education. He's applied himself to his profession. He is a published journal author in the highest-ranking journals of his profession. And yet, in terms of his economic and professional situation, he's been left largely in the lurch, like so many of the folks that you're talking about. And again, when you look at WindowGenie.com, it seems to me that this is something that combines individual artistic expression. It's a question of initiative. It's a question of fun. It's a question of interest. And yet it also is an economically empowering and liberating thing that gets people away from what seems to me to be a cycle of real imprisonment as far as a service-based economy that keeps people in jobs where they not only don't get ahead, they find themselves perpetually losing ground.
Yeah, I really see that on my end because I have so many people from different walks of life that have taken on this career in the last 6 years since we've, you know, started just with one workshop, and here we are with a line of paintbrushes and supplies and, you know, the whole meal deal that just, you know, literally came out of the need in the industry for this because there was never any training for this career. And I think that's why people don't think of it. You know, when you look at a job site, well, what am I going to do with my life? You know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, what am I going to do with my life? They don't think of being a window painter. And they don't realize the opportunity that's in this career. And I know I see so many people that I talk to because I get calls from all over North America. And that's the problem. Everybody is looking, you know, could we save for the golden goose? And this is not what I would call a golden goose because you have to work. I mean, you know, you have to go out there and you have to actually pick up a paintbrush. But, you know, that's exactly what's happening out there. You know, it's not like our parents of 40 years ago where you stayed in a career and it was good enough for a lifetime. It's not anymore. And so this is an opportunity for people to that aren't even artistic because I had to make my training so that I could take the ordinary person off the street and turn them into a window painter, and we've proven that we can do that. I believe in life it's 10% talent and 90% try.
Yes, and in terms of your training program, describe that for us a little bit. As I understand it, you have either a CD or a DVD that facilitates this training, and that it's designed to bring somebody up to speed in a time segment that gets them out there effectively on the field within a very, very relatively short period of time.
Yeah, that's right. We're putting people to work in 7 to 10 days with a career for a lifetime. And the training is simple. You know, young people going off to college have taken this on to put themselves through college. And, you know, in 7 to 10 days, you're out there rather than taking on even, you know, several years for training. And you're ready to go. We have 3 DVDs, and that is the workshop that we were doing personally. We now have a training seminar once a year for advanced training and that people are free to attend. And but the 3 DVDs and the 187-page manual are the basic training.
Yes, and then, of course, there's the advanced seminar, which I want to cover with you when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with WindowGenie.com of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. When we come back, stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water, in short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Window Genie of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. You can find that website at www.windowgenie.com, and that's spelled WindowGenie, windowgenie.com. And, Genie, in these last few minutes that we have, we've talked a little bit about window painting. We've talked about how you've gotten into this business. We've talked about the training program for people who wish to get involved, which involves three DVDs and a 187-page manual. You mentioned that there is an advanced training seminar that for people interested in going beyond that level. Does that take place in Canada?
Yes, it does, Mark. I want to mention that the DVDs are not free. You have to purchase the training, and the basic Window Genie training qualifies you to come to the advanced seminar for advanced training, but that first training with the Window Genie is good enough that it'll put you out there on the street working at a full-time career, because we work year-round. you know, for grand openings, anniversaries, year-end clearances. We work for every kind of business that's out there. You know, if you have a service or a product that, you know, that you need to advertise, we're there for you. Holidays, special events, you name it, we work year-round. There isn't a time that we can't work. Inside or outside on the windows, it doesn't matter if you're in California or if you're in Canada, we can still paint windows.
Yes, and again, this is a situation that involves for the type of investment that's involved in time and money, clearly the potential return, the actual return, and the types of things that people are then free to do with their lives outside of their work calling, outside of their work environment, is again to me a message of hope and liberation to a lot of folks out there listening to this show today, who find themselves struggling with all kinds of issues, including working 60 and 65 and 70-hour a week situations for $7 or $8 an hour, where they're not only not getting ahead, they're falling behind, and their personal lives, their family situations, and so forth have just become totally disjointed. In the case of Window Genie, it seems to me that we're talking about something that doesn't simply involve the utilization of your time and talents to the best of your ability, and something that most people would actually enjoy doing, underscore enjoy doing. But then it's also a situation where it gives gives the individual more time to spend outside of the work environment doing whatever else he or she is called to do.
Well, I think that's the exciting part about being self-employed, because you have all the benefits that you can't have as a wage earner. You know, it's amazing how all your time gets stolen and then you don't have the benefits. You know, you give away your time and you're giving away all your benefits. Like, I have write-offs that I wouldn't have if I was employed by someone else. And that's another huge benefit of this. You know, you have the time to work and write your own paycheck, literally. You know, if I want to, you know, say buy furniture or whatever, I just go out and work more.
Yes.
And I can literally write my own paycheck. I mean, if I told you some of the checks that I've gotten just for painting Christmas windows, or, you know, some of the advertisements for some of the car dealerships, you would just go, you're kidding. And 2 days you made that much money. It's true. You know, Mark, there's still wonderful things happening out in our world. You know, God is still in control, and he gives wonderful gifts to people. And I've always said I'm like that little servant girl, you know, because I'm nobody. I'm just an ordinary housewife at home that I've been given something wonderful I want to share with the world. It was my choice whether I wanted to share it or not, because every other window painter that I went to, I'm self-taught, by the way, every other window painter I tried to glean information from were totally closed mouths. They didn't want to talk to me about anything. And you know why? Because it was so good. And somebody slipped and let me know how much they made just in a Christmas season, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought, that's what I want to do. That's why they're keeping this a secret, because you get paid so well. And, you know, I just think it's just one of the most exciting, wonderful gifts to give people. Like I said, I'm like that little servant girl that was in Naaman's camp, and, you know, she had the answer for a man who had leprosy, and she was nobody. She was just a nobody like me, but yet she had the answer. And I really believe that good things are still happening in the world, where God is still in control. He's still in control of this mess. Trust
yes.
me, he is, you know. And I think I have something that's absolutely wonderful to share with others, and I've chosen to share it because it's blessed my life so much, and, you know, I just want other people to know about this.
Yes, and I think it's important to see, if I might interject this, that this is something that, in the best sense of the word, has theological implications, because when we talk of, with all the dark things that we have to talk about in a situation like we have at the Republic Broadcasting Network, where we're bringing all kinds of information to the fore in the international arena that has to be talked about, that's not available in corporate media for obvious reasons. Sometimes the heavy character of what we talk about is such that it gives people a sense of real heaviness, and sometimes that's okay, but then we have to remind ourselves that we're still dealing with a God of hope and a God of sovereignty, who's empowering us to do things not only for ourselves but for other people. That's Window Genie, folks, up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. You will have a life-transforming experience if you become involved in this business. And you can find Jeannie again at www.windowgeannie.com. Thank her for being on. I thank everybody today for all the things they've been doing for me. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station, which is an additional part of our conventional radio outreach, which added to our international shortwave and our worldwide web broadcasting operations. Is bringing the Republic Broadcasting Network to entirely new audiences on an ongoing basis. We have a very interesting guest here in the next half hour or so. His name is Jeff Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R. He's the coordinator of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. You can find that organization at www.icahd, that's icahd.org. Jeff's a professor of anthropology at Ben-Gurion University. He's lived in Israel since 1973, and is the author of the book Between Redemption and Revival, The Jewish Yeshuv in Jerusalem in the 19th Century. He's been active in the Israeli peace movement for a lot of years and is the coordinator of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. He's forged a new mode of Israeli peace activity based on nonviolent direct action and civil disobedience to the Israeli occupation authorities and in close cooperation with Palestinian organizations. We've got kind of a cell phone satellite hookup today via Israel, but Jeff is actually in Washington, D.C. as we speak. How are you, sir?
Very good. Good to be on.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. How did it begin? What do you see as its basic mission? And it certainly seems to be a most fascinating organization in that it obviously is based in Israel. It is a Jewish organization, and yet you're working in close cooperation with the Palestinians.
Well, you know, one of the slogans of the Israeli peace movement overall is we refuse to be enemies. You know, we're part of the people, what we call the international civil society, and we don't want to replicate the enmities, the conflict that the governments have created. So if my government, the Israeli government, believes it's in a war with the Palestinians, we, the people, don't have to accept that. I have very good Palestinian friends. I support their struggle for self-determination, for freedom, for a state of their own, to have the same rights that I have and Americans have and everybody else has. And there's no reason in the world why we should be enemies. And so we refuse to be enemies is one of our slogans. The Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions is a part of the Israeli peace movement. It began about 10 years ago when Netanyahu was elected prime minister on an explicitly anti-peace process ticket. And Netanyahu, when he was elected, it was clear that the Oslo peace process was collapsing. And so we decided in the Israeli peace movement that we wanted to reengage in fighting the occupation. So that our main mission is to end the Israeli occupation over the Palestinian territories. But you know, occupation is a huge thing, and it's very abstract for people. And so we took the issue of house demolition, which is very graphic, very concrete, to kind of get a handle on it. You know, since 1967, Israel's demolished 18,000 Palestinian homes. And in only 5% of the cases, would they have anything to do with security problems. The houses were demolished mainly because Israel wants the land for its own settlement. And when you have a house demolition, you really see the power that Israel has. Here comes the army. Here are the bulldozers. You know, you see the family in front of their home, a family that was never charged with anything, never did anything. They're not terrorists. And we get in front of the bulldozers to try to stop the demolition, which is our form of resistance. And then the house is invariably demolished anyway. But what you see is the occupation in action. And what you see is the claim that Israel has, that we're only acting out of a sense of security, of self-defense against terrorism, simply is not true. There's no security element in the demolition of these homes. And that gives us then that opportunity to show that the occupation is proactive, that it's part of an Israeli claim to the whole country, and that by denying the Palestinians their freedoms, we're simply perpetuating the occupation and the conflict.
Jeff, I was on an Arab television show last night, Dr. Hesham Talawi's CurrentIssues.tv. We happen to be talking about Christian Zionism, but I was making the point that those of us, including me, who listen to this network and who are a part of the American right, the American populist right that is not in support of Bush's policies in the Middle East and in Central Asia, from time to time have been demonized by that wing of the American right that thinks one has to support Bush and Cheney and everything that they do. In an Israeli political context, do you find that working as the coordinator of this Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, that you and some of the other folks in your organization from time to time have similar arrows directed at you by those folks in your own society that think that supporting people like Netanyahu is something that you've got to do across the board or you're not a loyal Israeli?
No, actually not.
Okay.
It's interesting that in Israel, first of all, the discussion is much more open than it is here. You know, within Israeli society, there's a very open and vigorous debate about what we should be doing. If you look at the website of Haaretz newspaper, which is one of the major newspapers in Israel, or any of the newspapers, you'll find articles every day that no American newspaper would dare to publish. They'd be accused of being anti-Semitic. They'd be accused of being anti-Israel. I don't know. But in Israel, it's a part of the normal debate. And in fact, and this is something that isn't well known, most Israelis don't support Netanyahu and his line. Most Israelis, 70% of the Israeli Jewish public, according to the polls, supports the ending of the occupation. The problem is there's no leadership. And so they have no one to vote for because all the political parties have a stake in increasing the settlement and all of that. So the Israeli public is actually disempowered. And, you know, the Israeli leadership has done to the Israeli people what I would say Bush has done to the American people. And that is they've told the Israelis there is no political solution. The problem isn't a political problem. You know, they've mystified it. The problem is them. They're Arabs. It's radical Islam. They're terrorists. They want to throw us into the sea. There's no partner for peace. All these slogans. So the Israeli public has been disempowered, I think, much like the American public. In other words, they say, look, we'd love to get rid of the occupation. We don't want the settlements. We don't want this conflict. We want to get on with our lives. But we can't because, you know, they'll just attack us. They're terrorists. They hate us. And that's the dangerous thing. So as a peace movement, we insist that the conflict is political. It's not a problem of them. It's a problem of a clash of two nationalisms. And therefore, if it's political, there's a solution. And that's what keeps the hope, that if you tell people there is a solution that we have to get to, then we can work it out. The minute you tell people the problem is them, then there's no solution, or let me put it harshly, the only solution is a final solution. And
yes.
Therefore, I think we're very much working in the same way that many of the anti-war forces in the United States are working.
Yes, and it seems to me that, when we're looking at people like Netanyahu and Bush, it seems that there is a false dichotomy that these gentlemen constantly present to the public, and that is the idea that you either have a stance of complete militarism and non-negotiation on the one hand, or you're guilty of capitulation and surrender on the other. And what you're
That's
saying,
right.
either in an American political context or an Israeli political context, that there is, obviously, and should continue to be, an opportunity for political dialogue that is not posited in terms of we win, they lose, but coming up with something that can be, in a longer-term historical sense, a double win if enough people become involved and are committed to some sort of a negotiated settlement.
Yeah, that's exactly what we say. In other words, in this world, win-lose is no longer possible. There has to be a win-win equation. Because you never really win. You know, you can defeat, you think, the other side. You can suppress them. You can overwhelm them. But you haven't solved the problem. It festers and it festers and it festers, and at some point it comes up again. I think the essential rule here is really the golden rule, you know, that unless everyone is included, unless everyone's rights and claims are really dealt with, you're going to have conflict. So that we don't deny that there's terrorism in Israel. We don't deny that there's a conflict with the Palestinians. We certainly wouldn't deny, you know, that you have Al-Qaeda, that you have all kinds of forces in the world that you're fighting. But what we say is that those forces are coming from somewhere. They're symptoms. They're not causes. And you know, if you deal with the root causes, what is creating terrorism? What is creating this instability? What, listen to the people. What are they telling us? Then you have a chance to really get down and really resolve the problems. But it's I think the Bush administration and the Israeli government together have this win-lose mentality. And I think it's because, mainly because of the tremendous influence the military has in both governments. And military people don't think in terms of compromise. And so we're locked into this military equation where we have tremendous military power, weapons that we can't even imagine their power, fighting defenseless people, but we can't win because you can't defeat a people. And I think that that's our message, is that we've got to listen, we've got to deal with what they're saying, and we have to get to a win-win solution to this whole thing.
What give us an idea as to what it would be like to be the coordinator of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. What are the specific strategies that you're employing to try and recruit people for some specific programs connected with the ICAHD, which, again, people can find at ICAHD.org?
Yeah, well, we work on the three different levels. First of all, we resist the occupation on the ground. We get in front of, you know, Palestinians call us sometimes at 4 or 5 in the morning when the Israeli bulldozers are on the way to demolish homes in Jerusalem or in the West Bank. And we get our activists together, and we run out, and we get in front of the bulldozers or chain ourselves in the houses to try to resist the demolition. That's civil disobedience. At the same time, we get in touch with the consulates. And I have to say here that the American consulate in Jerusalem is excellent. They support our work. I think they're there when there are demolitions. They bring our protests, the Palestinian protests, to the American administration. In other words, the American consulate in Jerusalem is actually very good in terms of getting what's going on the ground out to the American government. So the American government knows what's going on. So we resist, and if houses are demolished, we raise money from the public, and we rebuild homes as acts of political resistance to the occupation. And then on the second level, we try to work with the Israeli public to try to educate them about the occupation. We have tours. We have an outreach center in Jerusalem. We have lectures and so on. And on the third level, and that's why I'm in Washington now, we do international advocacy. Our opinion is that peace is not going to come from inside Israel. The Israeli public, like I said, has been disempowered. It doesn't have a political leadership that will listen to it. There's too much commitment to the settlements and the military. And therefore, there has to be international pressures on Israel to withdraw from the occupied territories and make peace with the Palestinians. Unfortunately, almost the only show in town is the United States. And as you know, the American government gives absolutely uncritical support to Israel for reasons that I don't really understand, because I think it's tremendously compromising the American position in the Middle East and in the world as a whole. But that's the situation. And so I'm here in Washington trying to talk to members of Congress, trying to talk to the State Department. But we do most of our work in Europe, because in Europe there's a much more sympathetic ear to this. And our main message is human rights. This is the win-win approach. Don't be pro-Israel. Don't be pro-Palestinian. You don't have to take sides. If you simply say human rights, it creates the equal playing field. Everybody has human rights. They're universal. What my rights are rights that everybody should have. If you simply have that in mind, then the conflicts disappear. So if we can give the Palestinians the same rights to freedom, rights to have a country that we have in Israel, we can solve the problem. It's as simple as that. And that's our message to the international community. And so, you know, so in all those ways, from resisting on the ground to doing political work abroad, we try to be a voice for peace in this. The problem is that the conflict gets so emotional. Us and them and Jews and anti-Semitism and radical, you know, all this stuff that's just introduced to confuse the issue. I think for us, human rights is what cuts through it all. And the basic rule is, if everyone's human rights are respected, you don't have a basis for conflict anymore.
I had on this show some weeks ago the deputy chief of mission of the Palestine Liberation Organization's mission in Washington, D.C., Dr. Nabil Abu Snaid, and I asked him what he would envision as a legitimate political solution between Israelis and Palestinians. His answer was, I thought, an interesting one and seemed eminently reasonable. Jeff, what would you think would be the basic guideline or guidelines for a final political settlement between the two sides?
It's very simple. And, basically to end the occupation and
Jeff,
to allow a Palestinian state to emerge.
We've got to cut away for a commercial break, Jeff, and then I want to give you an opportunity to respond to that in the final minutes of your segment. Stay with us. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Jeff Halper, the coordinator of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. Stay tuned.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Thank you.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in the final minutes of this particular segment of the show with Jeff Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R, the coordinator of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, which you can find at ICAHD.org. Jeff's a professor of anthropology at Ben-Gurion University. He's in Washington, D.C. today for some conferences. And, Jeff, again, back in the final minutes that we have for your segment here, talking about the what you would envision as a reasonable political settlement between Israeli and Palestinians. Go ahead.
Well, the settlement, like I said, is really very simple. And that it's what's called the two-state solution, which is actually the solution that the United States quartet, the United States, Europe, Russia, and the U.N., support. This has always been the international solution, and that is a Palestinian state that emerges in the occupied territories alongside Israel. Don't forget, the occupied territories that we're talking about are only 22% of the country, of Israel-Palestine. So the worst thing that could happen to Israel, if it withdrew from all the occupied territories, is it remains on 78% of the country. And, you know, for a country with only half the population of Israel-Palestine, that's not so bad. So it's not a terrible, by any means, solution for Israel. If the Palestinians, and they've said this, and the Arab League has said this, if the Palestinians could get a state on the lands taken in 1967 by Israel, if Israel would withdraw its settlements from the occupied territories, then peace could be possible tomorrow morning. It is not a difficult conflict to resolve.
That is exactly
The problem is the problem of will, because Israel doesn't want to give up its settlements. It wants to control the whole country, and it's supported by the United States in that. And that's what's messing up what could be a very easily resolved conflict.
That is exactly what was said by Dr. Nabil Abuznaid on the show, the PLO's deputy chief of mission up in Washington, that basic 22% formula in terms of the Palestinians assuming their homeland in the so-called occupied territories. What about East Jerusalem? Would you be willing to concede a Palestinian capital in East Jerusalem?
East Jerusalem has to be shared. It can't be divided. You know, both Jews and Christians and Muslims have holy sites in the old city. And Jerusalem is the center, the economic heart of any Palestinian state. It's 40% of the Palestinian economy revolves around Jerusalem, where tourism especially is. So it can't be divided. And it shouldn't be divided, but it could be shared. There's no reason in the world why Jerusalem, which is really a city that belongs to all of humanity, not only to one particular people, why Jerusalem couldn't be shared, and you can have the Israeli Knesset, our parliament on the western side, the Palestinian parliament on the eastern side, and everybody has free access to the city. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Jeff, I wanted to thank you for coming on Mark Dankoff's America today, coming to us live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Best of wishes to you as you continue your work in Washington, D.C. And again, people can find the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions by going to ICAHD.org, and they will encounter Jeff Halper there, who is also a professor of anthropology at Ben-Gurion University. Jeff, God bless you. Take care today. We will be back at some point a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning with William Barnstead, the former head of the Boston Republican Party. Stay tuned.